Test 77, section 2, question 10. Here we're looking for what would help in evaluating the argument, so what's going to help us to evaluate the argument. And it says, a year ago, the place banned detergents with phosphates. Anecdotal evidence indicates that many continued to use it. They just purchased it from out-of-town stores. So basically, people are saying, everybody just went out of town to get them. However, it's clear that some residents did switch to phosphate-free, since phosphate pollution from the municipal water treatment plant decreased significantly. So basically what we know is that it's the pollution from the treatment plant decreased a lot is evidence that therefore some residents did switch to phosphate-free detergents. Now, the problem with this is there could have been other reasons for that. So things that would be relevant would be things that address other sources of phosphates or, you know, things that are affecting the wastewater treatment plant. So now let's look at our answers. What's going to help say whether or not people did or didn't reduce their or switch from to phosphate-free detergents? So A, why did many residents continue to use? We don't care whether what the reasons are. We just care whether or not they did. What pollutants, if any, are present in phosphate-free? We don't really care about other pollutants. We just care about the phosphates. Were any changes made in the past year to the way that the municipality's water treatment plant treats phosphates? So maybe. And part of the reason that this is relevant is it's what it's relying on for evidence is the phosphate pollution from the wastewater treatment plant. Not the phosphates arriving to it, but the phosphates from. So C is still relevant. So I said, let's hold on to it and we'll see what else we get. Does most of the phosphate pollution come from treated wastewater from the or in their waterways come from treated wastewater from the municipal plant? Well, we don't really know anything about the waterways because it's really just about the water from the water treatment plant, not about the waterways generally. Did municipal officials try to stop people from bringing detergents? So that could have been relevant as to whether or not people did or didn't. But it isn't going to be conclusive on whether or not they tried. And so answer choice C is our best answer here because that addresses one of the things that this passage kind of had as a gap, which was it was assuming that people were using less phosphate, or more phosphate-free detergents because of what was coming out of the municipal wastewater treatment plant. And it could have been that they just figured out a way to treat it better. And so therefore, C is our best answer, even though it's not blatantly obvious.